Hi, my name is Brielle, and welcome back to the Survivor Show. This is episode 4 of season 2. I'm just going to be recapping and analyzing a little bit of this week's episode. So, I guess there's a little and a lot to talk about because not as much happened, but the things that did happen, there's like a lot to talk about and analyze. So I'm not going to spend too much time, for example, going over the challenges, like the reward challenge and the immunity challenge. Like, yeah, they were great, but like, I don't need to spend 5 minutes telling you, oh, it was super cool that, you know, they had like a catapult kind of reward challenge, which was cool, but you know, there's not much to say. I'm not going to complain about Matt, playing in his sling. You know, even though I just kind of did complain a little bit. But that's all I'm going to say. Mostly, I think that this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about the twist that occurred this week. If you didn't know, the twist that occurred was that after the reward challenge, the winner of the challenge got to choose one player from each tribe, including their own, that would go off on the journey. And some stuff happened on the journey, which I'll explain. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about Tribal Council, just because now that one tribe is down to, I believe, 3 players. Yeah, the tribe is down to 3 players, which honestly makes it kind of interesting for that twist that just happened, because now what's going to happen with the twist? I mean, are they going to keep the tribes as they are? Because as it is right now, one tribe has 3 people, which is a little bit difficult to have moving forward. But I'm going to get into all of that. But if you're interested, just keep on listening. So at the beginning, you know, there's a lot of talk about everything going on in the tribe, and as we remember from last week or the week before that, Carolyn had found the immunity idol at her tribe, and as has been occurring at all the tribes, with the hidden immunity idol comes a fake hidden immunity idol, and the player can do whatever they want with it. They can keep it for themselves and make it look like a real idol. They can hide it again and make it look like an idol. They can do nothing with it. So Carolyn decided that she wanted to make it look like it was a real idol and have someone else find it. So it was actually really smart. In my opinion, I think it was very smart. She put like a red X on the made of like vine, and she put that on the bird cage. So now people know, okay, look, there's something going on. Here's a red X here. Something is happening. And she put a replica of that same X actually right back at their camp. Underneath a log, and inside that log was the hidden immunity idol. Obviously a fake hidden immunity idol, but it just so happened that Sarah was the one to find the fake hidden immunity idol. She completely bought into it. She thought it was completely real because you're seeing a replica of the same vine. I think it was super smart of Carolyn to do that, for one. I also think that it was smart of her to put it, I mean, not smart, not, it's not not smart, but I think it was clever of her, I'll say, to put it back at camp, because, you know, it makes it more likely that someone will find it. I would say it's a commonplace for, or not common, but it has happened before where producers will put idols or advantages in camp because it's just so obvious and people overlook it, and then when someone finds it, they're like, oh my god, there's so many people around here, how am I gonna get it? And the way that Sarah actually got it was really impressive. They were all sitting around in that general area, and the fact that nobody noticed she took it, including Carolyn didn't even know who had the fake hidden immunity idol. I think it was really impressive of Carolyn to do that. Obviously, and we'll talk about it at the end, it's not going to end up anything ever coming to fruition with that, being that Sarah went home this episode, which I kind of saw coming a couple weeks ago when her biggest ally went home. But nevertheless, it was a super cool play by Carolyn, and I think that I'm starting to see a little bit more of Carolyn's own style and own game coming out instead of just following along what other people do. And then I'll definitely talk a little bit about that later on. Just because of, you know, the fact that her tribe went to Tribal Council, and she really, I think, is starting to make a name for herself. She's starting to remind me a little bit of Nora, if you remember, a couple seasons ago. Just her game style a little bit reminds me of her, and Yeah, Carolyn is starting to grow on me. Just a little bit. Not, I mean, obviously, Carson is still my favorite, and I really like Matt. But, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out before going on to the reward challenge. And then, more importantly, what happened as a result of the reward challenge. So, the reward challenge happens. It's a typical challenge. They're just playing for reward too, which is exciting. I think I spoke about that last week, how I really enjoy when they have two separate challenges for reward and immunity. I guess Jeff listened to me, but they did a regular reward challenge. They played for a tarp, which is a huge advantage in the game to have. But that happened, and as a result, the winning tribe got to pick one person from each tribe, as I said earlier, to go on a journey. So, it's really interesting as to whether or not you want to go on this journey or not. So, I think it's probably 50-50 of players who want to go or don't want to go. Because there are advantages to go on the journey and there are disadvantages to going on the journey. If you go on the journey, the advantages are likely you're going to receive some kind of twist. You're going to receive some kind of advantage. Something's going to happen and it will likely help you in the game in some way. Which is great. The disadvantage is you're losing out on time with your tribe. Your tribe likely knows that something's going to happen there. And so now when you get back, you either have to be honest and anything that you got there is null and void now. It loses its power because everyone knows about it. Or you have to lie. They'll likely know you're lying. And if they don't know you're lying, eventually they'll find out you lied. So it's really tricky wanting to go on that because a lot of players are like, all right, you can't win this game without risking some things. The best way for me to risk things is by going on these journeys, risking something to earn something. But at the same time, you're putting yourself in a really difficult position. So going into this journey, you know, at least myself and I assume other viewers expected it to be something like last season where there was going to be a risk or reward type of advantage or something that happened earlier this season where you pick out of the bag and you either lose your vote or you get an advantage or you can pick again, et cetera, et cetera. That did not happen at all. Josh, Carson, and Jamie were all selected to go from each of their respective tribes. And oh my God, when Carson got picked, I was so frustrated. I was like, oh, he's in such a good spot. Everyone trusts him. No. It actually ended up working out for him, I think. But they all got selected to go. They, you know, do the usual trek up the mountain, right, where they get to know each other. There's not really a lot of footage from that usually. They don't really show them talking as much. But to be honest, what are they going to show? I mean, they're not going to, at least if it were me, what are you going to do? Like, confess all your secrets to someone you don't know, don't plan on working with. If you plan on going to the merge with your tribe, it just doesn't make sense. But here's the thing. These three players are not going to the merge with their original tribes. I know, crazy. So they get to the top of the mountain, they go off their separate ways, and they expect to see a bag or a risk versus reward. Instead, they see still a bag, but more importantly, they see a scroll or a note. The first sentence is, "Congratulations, you have received a hidden immunity idol," which is insane. I was freaking out. I was like, you're just going to give them an immunity idol? Like, that makes no sense. Why are you just going to give it to them? They didn't have to do anything for it. They didn't have to do any work. And then they kept going. And I was like, of course, there's a catch. There's always a catch because it's Survivor. Yes, they receive a hidden immunity idol. But here's the thing. The hidden immunity idol only works until they get to the merge. Once they get to the merge, it no longer works. Still, you would think, okay, that's fine. Like, they still have an immunity idol that they didn't have to do any work for, and there's no disadvantage of it except for losing it at a certain time. What's the catch? The catch is they're not going back to their tribes. They are on an entirely new tribe. They have to pick out of this bag that I told you about and pick a new buff. So when they literally the last time they saw their tribe and were a part of a tribe was on the reward challenge. They're no longer part of the reward challenge. Obviously, I doubt any of the people even expected this to happen, like the winning tribe. They even said later on, they're like, of course, we picked Josh to go, and now it sucks because Josh was our number one target, so now what do we do? Do we make this new person a target? Do we not make this new person a target? We really just lost our number one target, which sucks. For Josh, it worked out great, because, I mean, to be honest, Josh thought he was completely safe on the other tribe. He really wasn't. He goes to a new tribe, and this tribe ends up losing, which I'll talk about. They end up losing, But he still has his immunity idol, so he doesn't have to go. He doesn't go home. I mean, it would make little sense for him not to play the immunity idol. There was some talk about him playing for someone else, and I thought he might have done that for a second. I should have trusted my own gut and been like, no, he's not going to do that. He didn't do that. He played it for himself, because why wouldn't you? You're on a whole new tribe. You don't trust these people, and you want to make it as far as you can. So that's what he did. But it actually ended up working out in an interesting way. So Josh went to Carson's tribe, basically. I'm just referring everything. I remember everything from Carson. This was the purple tribe. If you think about it more as colors and stuff like that. Carson went to Jamie's tribe, and Jamie went to Josh's tribe, if that makes sense. So it's really interesting. Jamie, we didn't see a lot about her and the tribe that she moved to. We haven't seen really a lot of Jamie at all this season. So I don't know if what kind of choice that's being made. I don't know if it's like she's going to come out as like, you know, a stallion at the end of the season, like she's insane, kind of like maybe like an Erica, because I didn't really see a lot of Erica at the beginning of her season. Then she ended up winning. Not that I think that Jamie's gonna win. I mean, it's possible, but she just hasn't gotten the edit so far. It could also just mean she's going home next week and there wasn't that much to show of her. She's not playing the game as much as other people, maybe. In regard to Carson, there was a little bit more shown, just because Carson's on that tribe. Matt was very, not very frustrated, but he was a little bit annoyed. He kept saying he put in all this groundwork and legwork with Jamie, creating this connection, and now she's gone. He has to restart with Carson, but it does seem like he's already building that kind of relationship. He trusted him with a lot of information. Obviously, not all the information he shared was true or accurate, but it showed Carson, look, he trusts me, let's create create an alliance. Nothing was official, but it established a bond between the two of them, which I think is super interesting. And I think that Carson actually has a better chance on this tribe, I would say, than he did on the other tribe, because the other tribe, they were starting to pick up on the fact that he gets along well with everyone. This new tribe doesn't really know his game, or know who he is yet, so he can rebuild himself and maybe, you know, rewrite what his game looks like from now on, and maybe try to play a lesser in-your-face game. Not that it was before, but be a little bit more subtle about his relationships. I hope that he does that a little bit better with this new tribe. Not that I know how long this tribe's gonna last, but yeah, so that's basically everything that happened with the twist. I think, personally, I don't know what other people's opinions are, I loved this twist. Obviously, it's a little frustrating for the players, I would assume, because they've put in all this work and now they had no idea they were changing. And it's a little bit frustrating for the viewers. At least it was for me at the beginning. I was like, oh my god, my favorite player is being, you know, basically traded. But at the same time, I think it was super creative. Nobody expected it. It really changes the game, I think. So I think it was a really great job done. And I think that they should continue it in the future. I really liked it. So I do hope that they do it again. But concluding with that kind of twist, I want to talk a little bit about I'm not going to talk too much about the immunity challenge. It was a typical immunity challenge. There was a physical aspect, and then there was a puzzle. The puzzle came down to, like, three pieces, really. It was a very, very, very close immunity challenge, but that being said, Purple Tribe still end up going to Tribal Council. It's going to end up having three players, but basically these four players going to Tribal Council again are Carolyn, Jam Jam, Sarah, and Josh. So Josh is the new player. Carson was the player that was on the tribe and has left. The last Tribal Council that they had been to, it seems like Carolyn and Jam Jam were working very close together with Carson, and they blindsided Sarah's alliance member, Helen. So going into this, you would expect, okay, Carolyn and Jam Jam are going to work together. Maybe they'll pull in Sarah and they'll try to get out Josh, right? Because he's the new player. Of course, you wouldn't assume, okay, they're not going to be done. They're going to assume a little bit, or assume to some point, that Josh does have something. But who's going to work together, right? That's the question. Josh is going to try to, you know, find any cracks possible. What cracks is he going to find? It takes, like, no time for Josh to find cracks, if you were wondering. Even though it seems like, and I was actually extremely surprised by this, it seems like the last Tribal Council in these past couple of episodes, Jam Jam and Carolyn are super close. They, you know, vibe off of each other's energy and laughter, etc. That is not the case in this last episode, and Carolyn's getting frustrated with Jam Jam. She feels that he's being extremely bossy. They're both misinterpreting, or maybe not misinterpreting, but finding frustration in the other words and how they speak to each other and what they say to each other. Sarah's kind of like, yeah, they don't like each other. Josh is like, all right, well, here's a clear division. And what really frustrated Carolyn was the fact that Jam Jam had said, all right, we're just going to tell Josh it's you. It's obvious. We'll tell him we're not getting along, and it'll be you. And Carolyn at this point is having enough of having Jam Jam make the decisions for her. She thinks that it's her own game she wants to play. So nothing crazy happens per se, but she does start talking a little bit with Josh. And she doesn't tell Josh about this fake plan to get, you know, her out. She doesn't tell him that that's what's been going on with her, Sarah, and Jam Jam. But Josh does tell her, hey, maybe I'll play the immunity idol on you. And it seems like they're trying to come up with their own plan to get someone out. So basically that would mean that in order for them to get someone out, they'd have to put it on Jam Jam or Sarah. Those are the only other two people they can play against. So there's a lot going on because we don't know, are Jam Jam and Sarah going to vote for Josh? Is Carolyn going to vote for Josh with them? Is Jam Jam really want to get out Josh, or does he want to get out Carolyn because they're not getting along? Is Josh going to play his immunity idol on himself, or is he going to play it on Carolyn like he said? Who is he going to vote for, Jam Jam, Carolyn, Sarah? There's a lot of options there. It doesn't make a difference to him. None of them are on his original tribe. So there's a lot of, like, interesting nuances here. So when we get to tribal council, of course, Carolyn is her typical self. Her facial expressions are so, they're so expressive. You can just read her face all the time at tribal council. She's, you know, putting her hands on her face. Like, her eyes look like, oh my god, why am I here? What is happening? I'm so confused. I'm so stressed. Her and Jam Jam get a little frustrated again at tribal council. She thinks that Jam Jam made a slip. He doesn't. He thinks it was just like, oh yeah, whatever. There's a lot of talk about Felicia. It was very funny. Some metaphors, of course, have to be happening at, you know, tribal council. And Jeff is just enjoying it all, of course. Sarah is playing mediator, and really, Josh is just trying to stay out of the crossfire between Jam Jam and Carolyn. So all that happens, they go to vote, and it's honestly, I mean, before I say anything, it was a 2-2 vote. Sarah and Jam Jam voted Josh. Josh and Carolyn voted Sarah, which is crazy. It shows Jam Jam, okay, I can't trust Carolyn. Of course, Josh played his idol. It's not a tie. Really, the only votes were for Sarah by Carolyn and Josh. Sarah goes home. Jam Jam is completely flabbergasted. I mean, at least that's what I took from his facial reactions and his expressions. And Sarah goes home. It's now down to 3 people on this tribe. Jam Jam, Carolyn, and Josh. Carolyn, I think this is a great and huge move for her. Although I did love Sarah, I thought that she could have been a really good strategic player. She kind of got a little bit too attached to her first alliance member, which kind of put her on the outs. I think she could have worked herself in a little bit more if she had gotten close with, Josh and taking that spot from Carolyn, but I guess she just, focused a little bit more on Jam Jam and Carolyn. But in regards to that, I do think that this was a really great move for Carolyn. It established her having her own game. She can make her own moves without worrying about Jam Jam kind of leading her. Her hidden immunity idol, fake hidden immunity idol, did go out with Sarah. It was kind of, I felt bad a little bit watching her ending kind of speech monologue that they do, because she's like, I'm one of those people who joined the club going home with an idol in your pocket, and obviously the audience knows you don't have an idol in your pocket, it's not real. But yeah, I think that it was a really good defining move for Carolyn. I think that it opens up the doors for her. I don't think she should continue playing with this purple tribe when she gets to merge. She can't trust Jam Jam at this point. He's not going to trust her. She's not going to trust him. Josh really isn't on, I mean, he is on this tribe for all intents and purposes, but I think his loyalty is going to remain to the other tribe, even if they're not as loyal to him. I don't know if Carson's going to stick with Jam Jam and Carolyn, honestly, at this point, because they don't seem to be getting along. So he thinks the best move for Carolyn is to jump ship. She made a move for herself here, so she knows how to plan her own now. Hopefully that gives her the confidence. She has her own hidden immunity idol that is real. So I think she should really just try to join a different, you know, kind of group of people. If Jamie makes it to the merge, I think that Jamie and Carolyn could work really well together. It seems that Carson and Matt might end up working well together. So yeah, I think that there are a lot of open doors and possibilities moving forward. But yeah, that was a recap of this week. I will see you next week, and yeah, thanks for listening.